There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, you can dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian
and Conan
and Mark.
So the First Amendment free zone that has been created in Denver by one particular judge has been disregarded by the city attorney. The city attorney of Denver now ordering the Denver police, as well as apparently the sheriff's department, which I don't really understand how the Denver city attorney can control the sheriff's department, because at least my understanding of sheriff's departments, it's usually a county-level kind of job. So how one city attorney would be able to give orders to the sheriff's department, I'm a little confused about.
Maybe it's a suggestion.
Could be. In this case, there is a lawsuit that is coming at the Denver bureaucrats because of the recent arrests of local activists who were passing out jury nullification pamphlets outside the courthouse. They've been charged with 7 felony counts. And now you've got the city attorney saying that this judge that placed this order barring all demonstrations, protests, distribution of literature, proselytizing, and other activities, he says that order is overly broad and argued against arrests targeting people handing out jury nullification literature. This is from the Denver Post, where the city attorney's office has also taken a position that those actions do not violate state law, meaning the actions of passing out information about jury nullification, your right to judge a case based on your conscience. He said, we agree that the courthouse steps are a public forum and that people can pass out information, including pamphlets, in accordance with the First Amendment. Of course, jury nullification describes a jury's decision to reject a conviction because they believe a law is unjust.
I wonder what passing out pamphlets not in accordance to the First Amendment looks like. See, the First Amendment, as I read it, says something to the effect of you've got freedom of speech and the press. And
that's right.
If you don't have freedom of the press, then you certainly wouldn't be able to hand out pamphlets. What does this handing out pamphlets not in accordance to the First Amendment look like?
I would say that a pamphlet that advocated one position for a juror to take would be considered jury tampering, and that would likely be restricted by the court.
What about coupons for the local Domino's?
That would seem to be legit, but they would probably argue it's commercial speech and so should somehow be restricted.
What if it's my individual business where I sell pizzas out of my kitchen?
Again, they'd probably argue that it's commercial speech and ask you to get some sort of a permit to do that. Now, that doesn't mean that I agree with that. I'm just telling you what they would likely say. I think that you should be able to say what you want if you're on public property and hand out flyers to people if you want to. It's just that when you get into the purview of a man in a robe, things get a little tricky because those guys, they supposedly swore an oath to the Constitution, but their interpretation of that document is very, very different typically from what your interpretation is. And they have the men with the guns backing them up. In this case, it's unusual to see the city attorney siding with the very people who are suing the city. And it also pits the city attorney's office against the district attorney's office, which has filed the criminal charges. And in another twist, it puts the city on the same side as civil rights attorney David Lane, who successfully sued Denver for millions over the years in police brutality cases. Lane said, quote, Denver agreed that the passing out of jury nullification literature is protected free speech. The only opposition I had in court today was the state attorney general. So the case moves forward in Denver, attempting to put a stop. This guy's looking for an injunction, this attorney here, looking for an injunction to prevent further arrests from happening. So just because the city attorney has told the police to not arrest doesn't mean that they won't listen to what the judge says instead. I suspect the city cops will be more likely to listen because they're actually paid by the city, whereas the county cops, maybe
the bailiffs.
Again, I don't know if it's the bailiffs. Here in New Hampshire, some of the bailiffs are county sheriffs. Some of them aren't. So I don't know what the
situation is. But I bet the bailiffs are going to do what the judge says, and I imagine they have arrest powers.
It depends.
And it's probably on the entire courthouse property. The judge is going to send out his minions and say,
someone
arrest.
Will do it.
And they'll go, arrest. Yeah. Arrest.
In the case of the order, Helena, Montana press release from the Fully Informed Jury Association. This is the national organization advocating for jury nullification. Kirsten Tynan writing, Chief Judge Michael Martinez has issued an order trampling on the First Amendment and effectively suffocating freedom of speech in traditional public forums surrounding the Lindsay Flanagan Courthouse in Denver, Colorado. Dated August 14th, the order has only come to the attention of the Fully Informed Jury Association after receiving pictures showing it posted on the courthouse doors. Judge Martinez's draconian order imposes sweeping and apparently arbitrary restrictions against First Amendment activity in and around the courthouse, encompassing traditional public forums such as the plaza, walkways, and roadways outside of the courthouse. Per the language of the order, the newly created First Amendment free zone includes, quote, this is where you cannot hand out all manner of different things. We'll give you the list of things you can't do in these areas here in a moment. First, the areas.
The freedom zone, where you can do nothing.
That's right. This is, oh yeah, you're right. So this is the First Amendment free zone. This is where you cannot.
The freedom from freedom zone.
Correct. Okay. First, so you cannot do these things that I will list here in a moment on the areas, lawns, walkways, or roadways between the courthouse and public sidewalks and roads, and any areas, walkways, or roadways that connect public sidewalks and roads to the courthouse entrances or exits. So basically, anywhere anyone's going to be.
Right.
It specifically...
We'll give you a nice place to hand out your pamphlets by the dumpster.
It specifically includes the courthouse entrance plaza areas on the east and west sides of the courthouse as an area in which the First Amendment will be summarily nullified by judicial edict. Moreover, the order applies to a long list of peaceful, expressive activities that have taken place for many years at this location, including the following. Quote, demonstrating, picketing, protesting, marching,
really?
Parading, holding vigils or religious services, proselytizing or preaching, distributing literature.
This is the courthouse.
Right, yeah. This is where you do it.
This is where you're supposed to do these things.
You have a city council area where the people meet, and you have the courthouse. So this is
it's a traditional public forum by all definitions. Let me go on. You cannot proselytize or preach, distribute literature or other materials, or engage in similar conduct that involves the communication or expression of views or grievances. So, no communication in any shape or form whatsoever is allowed at this particular courthouse in Denver. The, let's see, was it the Lindsay Flanagan courthouse?
Unless you work for the government, in which case they can, like, go out and put a ticket on your windshield.
So you can't speak, you can't talk to anybody about any, you know, sharing any kind of view whatsoever, which basically means you can't even talk to people. You can't have a conversation with another person in court and, you know, give them suggestions on how to handle
their
case.
I'm sure you're allowed to talk about the weather or something.
Yeah, as long as it's not an expression of a view about the weather.
What if it's global warming talk, Mark?
No views allowed.
Apparently,
you weren't listening. Maybe you could observe what the weather is, but you cannot have an opinion about it. So, sure is rainy today, as opposed to, gosh, this rain sure is awful.
It must be caused by global warming.
Yeah. So this is ridiculous, but that's what's happening. It's actually happening right now, and that's one of the things that this lawsuit is targeting here. Of course, as was pointed out, it is well established that the First Amendment prohibits content-based restrictions on the free exercise of speech. And that is exactly what Denver has engaged in by arresting juror rights educators in recent weeks. The constitutionally deficient order cannot disguise the blatant viewpoint discrimination that Denver employed in these arrests. Now, here in where we live, there's a restriction in the courthouse, but it's not for outside of the courthouse. So the judge here, at the very least, isn't as brazen as the judge in Denver. Here, you cannot hand out information inside of the courthouse, but if you stand right outside the courthouse door, you're totally fine.
Now how close can to the front door walkway can you get? Can you be in the walkway? Has anyone come out and say that you can't be where you're at?
You wouldn't want to stand in the way of the door. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't want to block someone from coming in. But I'm out there every month doing outreach, Conan, and usually what I'll do is I'll actually open the door for everybody walking in.
It's a great idea. So, people like to have doors open for them.
Exactly. It's a nice thing to do. I think it makes it more likely the person walking in is going to accept whatever it is that I'm handing to them at that point. And the last time I had an issue with court security...
It was about a year ago.
...was... years ago. I don't think there's been anything since like the very first or first few times we went out there. Mm. So, yeah, it's relatively safe here in New Hampshire. And, in fact, there are jury nullification outreach events that happen in six or seven out of the 10 different counties here. So we've got an incredible jury nullification movement here, and no one's been arrested for it here, thank goodness.
I know a lot of people are excited about jury nullification, and New Hampshire is singular in the way that, there's just a lot of people doing this outreach here. But I've just stopped trusting juries. I just don't believe they bring back justice anymore. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-37.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and thankfully, it is not controlled by a man in a courtroom. because he would likely issue all kinds of orders to stop us from saying the things that we do here. That's what's going on in Denver, where a judge has gone completely out of his jurisdiction, in my opinion.
Gone out of his mind.
And he is imposing what the Fully Informed Jury Association points out are sweeping and arbitrary restrictions against the First Amendment. Pretty much any amount of demonstrating, picketing, protesting, marching, parading, holding vigils, religious services, proselytizing, preaching, distributing literature or other materials, or engaging in similar conduct that involves the communication or expression of views or grievances. So he added that last part on there just in case it wasn't covered in the variety of things that he listed in the first part. So basically every single thing you could possibly say to another person in the course of being at court is now illegal. At the courthouse in Denver. This is the Lindsay Flanagan courthouse, the same courthouse and the same judge who had two people arrested for doing jury nullification outreach a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not illegal unless they enforce it, right? So this is just him deciding what people can say on the property.
It will be enforced, I suspect.
Well, it's only enforced when they want it to be.
Oh, right. Right. So if he wants somebody to be left alone, they certainly
will. Well, everybody's going to be left alone except for the people that he wants to go after. He's just making this overbroad statement that says, I am the god of the Lindsay Flanagan courthouse, and I will be obeyed! When all he is a petty little tyrant. Of course, since I'm King Mark, intergalactic ruler of all I survey, he's beneath me, and I shall give him an edict.
How many ponies am I getting, Mark, if I vote for you?
I will double anything that any other candidate offers. So Bernie Sanders, eat your heart out. I'm going, you want a college education? Could Bernie Sanders give you a free college education? I'll give you two free college educations.
But Bernie is not offering free ponies. I believe that is Vermin Supreme.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a free dragon.
Ooh, now that's
wow.
Good.
Wait, like a Komodo dragon? Because I don't want one. I want one that breathes fire and has
any
wings.
Any kind of dragon you want.
Fire-breathing dragon. Yeah, now that's a campaign promise. I think that's got some wings.
There you go. You want a dragon with wings? No problem.
Yeah. So,
really, what is a dragon
here
without wings?
That could be your thing, too. A campaign or a promise with wings. Mark for president.
All right, let's see here. SaveItPurse.com, we mentioned it briefly earlier. If you want to save 20, 25%, maybe even more off your purchases at Amazon, this is how you do it. You go to SaveAtPurse.com, get signed up through that link. Then you can go to their regular URL. It's a little shorter, the regular one, from that point forward. So just go and get signed up. And then you can use Bitcoin, because that's the catch. You got to use Bitcoin to get these huge discounts, and you can get them. They are real. This is no BS. Go try it out. SaveAtPurse.com. You sign up through that link, and it helps Free Talk Live a little bit. SaveAtPurse.com. So more here on the restrictions. This is according to the Fully Informed Jury Association. FIJA Executive Director Kirsten Tynan says it is well established that the First Amendment prohibits content-based restrictions on the free exercise of speech. This constitutionally deficient order cannot disguise blatant viewpoint discrimination that Denver employed in these arrests. Legal precedent in this matter is clear. It's legally impermissible for government restrictions on free speech in a public forum to be content-based. Additionally, time, place, and manner restrictions, if imposed, must be reasonable, narrowly tailored, and there must be a compelling reason for imposing them, such as safety. So you could certainly claim that the judge's order is not restricting speech based on content, because he's just banning all speech. Pretty much any opinion that you might share in any sort of form is banned under his order. So
He probably did that to be safe. He's got to cover all bases on this one.
It's content neutral, so he's covered that particular requirement.
No speaking.
But like Mark said earlier, it will only ever involve people who they disagree with.
Right, but what's the compelling reason?
If you go out there and you're holding, I suspect if you're out there holding a sign that says, the judges here are extra fair.
Yeah.
Or some cop got killed or something and they're having like a vigil out in front of the courthouse with candles and stuff. Or they maybe even set a stupid wall up with candles in the picture. He'd probably be perfectly all right with all that nonsense.
I wonder what an over-the-top, I wouldn't call it a protest, support vigil, how that would be met at many courthouses, including this one.
Somebody who's like there to troll, like to take the side of the judge?
Right, like somebody, you know, that has like balloons in their sign that says, you know, these judges are extra fair.
I love Judge Martinez.
So you have like a mime, you got a guy doing cartwheels and balloons and stuff. That'd be great.
I think it would be interesting because most people would look at it and go like, They're just too cynical to actually think that it would be true, right? Like they would think the opposite. If you were doing some kind of yay, rah, rah for the judge, people hate protesters. Protesters are, you know, the most horrible of ilk in the world. And so if you're out there supporting your, you know, the judge with signs and stuff like that, they'd probably be like, ew, I hate that judge.
Yeah, well, in that case, no mimes.
So
you lose your argument.
The free speech restrictions implemented under the rubric of time, place, and manner restrictions may not be imposed simply to stamp out dissent or to provide legal cover for viewpoint discrimination by the government. A hearing regarding this issue, along with a motion for injunction against further arrests of jury rights educators for sharing jury nullification information outside of the courthouse, is scheduled for a few days ago. So I haven't gotten an update on this particular case. But thanks to FIJA for keeping us in the loop about this. FIJA is the Fully Informed Jury Association, and they've got a lot of great information there on their website about jury nullification. They got flyers that you can download, you can print out, and hand out at your local courthouse, and inform people of the ideas of jury nullification. These are very powerful ideas that people need to know about. But
this is more information. An idea is something that isn't sort of codified in law. This is jury nullification is much more information. This is the truth as to the power of juries.
Yep, that's absolutely true. They do great work, and I recommend them. FIJA.org, FIJA.org. And other judge-related news. Now, this is actually a little bit of good news. You might remember the story we discussed a few weeks ago about the police officers who raided the pot shop.
Ooh, and they were eating.
And they ate the edibles while they were raiding the pot shop.
And laughing about it and high-fiving.
Yeah,
and
they all got caught on video because they didn't steal the DVR from the man's shop. So the guy who runs the shop still has all the footage of the raid. And the Santa Ana Police Department can use surveillance video in an internal affairs investigation over officers' actions in a high-profile pot shop raid, according to a judge. If you recall, the police union had filed suit to protect their officers because there was an internal affairs investigation that was going to move forward about their behavior on this particular raid. And the officers were saying, whoa! We don't think that the Internal Affairs Department should be able to see this video. And it went to a judge, and now the judge has ruled against the officers and in favor of the Internal Affairs Department. So IA will get access to this this video footage where, of course, they showed them making derogatory remarks. So, yeah, I forgot about that. There was a woman in a wheelchair there. And they were saying some very nasty things about her after she left the room.
Of course, they're just going to get a slap on the wrist, probably.
Yeah, you might be right about that, but nonetheless.
I don't expect it to be any kind of tremendous punishment or anything like that, but, you know. But to some extent, that's our role here on Free Talk Live is once they hand it out to talk about how fair the punishment was, too. So there you go.
They did disable most of the surveillance cameras that they found, but they missed one of them, and it was that one that captured all of the fun.
Oop, how embarrassing.
Yeah. It's just another argument for having cameras on all of these guys all the time that can't be turned off ever.
Our toll-free number for you to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The latest on the EPA spill coming up.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here, 855-450-FREE, whether it's corrupt cops or a corrupt judge. We can talk about those things, or whatever happens to be on your mind, 855-450-FREE.
There's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people that's ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. It's people like you and me who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. People are standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement that's sweeping the nation, and you need to be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading this movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. You can choose your own doctor, choose your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement, and let's change healthcare for good. LibertyHealthShare.org. We've decided that this is the right move at our house, and we're saving, it's like almost half, a little more than half the cost. LibertyHealthShare.org. Now, I'm going to give you the telephone number, too. It's really easy to remember. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY. LibertyHealthShare.org.
All right, so our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The latest on the EPA spills, you may recall the millions of gallons of fluid of some sort. I'm not sure. What was it? Some sort of
toxic, I don't know, but it was orange.
Some sort of toxic wastewater.
Yeah,
from
heavy metals.
Mining fluid stuff.
Yeah, and it was released by the Environmental Protection Agency, purportedly on accident.
Well, I'm sure it was an accident.
Well, are you sure about that? There are certain theories out there that suggest that it was not an accident.
I would believe it was an accident.
Well, I believe that they knew ahead of time. And according to some documents, NBC even reported on this, mm-hmm. they knew that there was serious risk involved. And yet they went ahead and started operating.
Why shouldn't they? I mean, they're going to get bigger budgets.
There's no risk. Nobody's been fired, right?
The risk to the environment. The risk of pollution.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about government bureaucrats.
No, that's
here.
Just it. There's no risk to the individuals, as you're pointing out. The EPA bureaucrats themselves.
Yeah, they don't live here.
Are not going to.
They don't drink the water.
They're not going to suffer consequences.
They don't live off the tourist population that comes up to those mountains to fish, and now all the fish might be dead for the next couple of years.
Well, now there's more coming out that I think is going to be in your camp on this, Conan, rather than Mark, who's, you know, I don't know why you're believing the government story in this particular case. The owner of Colorado's, this is from WashingtonTimes.com, the owner of Colorado's Gold King Mine says he tried to stop the EPA from gaining access to his property, but that he relented after, and as most people would, after the agency threatened to pound him with ruinous fines if he refused.
I'm sure.
Mine owner Todd Hennis said that he had little choice 4 years ago but to allow in an EPA-led crew, which triggered the August 5th blowout that sent 3 million gallons of toxic orange wastewater down the Animas River. When you're a small guy, said Hennis, and you're having $35,000 a day fines accrue against you, you have to run up the white flag.
Yeah, he'll let the government do whatever they want to do. And if what they want to do is poison their own river and talk about how they're the Environmental Protection Agency, you know, then you're going to let them do it because this is just how it goes. And we had some guy on, I posted something about the EPA being, you know, this petty, ruinous organization on the Facebook page today. And he's like, are you kidding? The corporations are poisoning, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, didn't the EPA just poison a river out in Colorado? Yes, that's why we need more government. I mean, it's like, what? You know, the corporations, basically his premise is, the corporations own the government, so we need more government to fight the corporations.
Well, that's,
apparently you don't understand how this works.
That's Bernie's big argument.
That's Bernie's big argument, absolutely.
The corporations are killing us, Mark.
Yes, so we need more government.
Wait. Isn't the government a corporation?
Well, it is a corporation, but they don't think of it that way. They think of it as a corporation that they have some level of control in. Hmm. They'd be better off buying stock in one of these corporations that they hate and vote against the stuff that
right. Government is the people's corporation.
Right.
Right. If I
didn't have to buy it, you didn't have to pay anything for these.
And if I have any problem with what they do, that corporation, in fact, I can run for office and change it from within, right?
Good luck.
Yeah,
that's the theory, as we discussed in the first hour, can be really
at least
difficult.
Apple, if I don't like what they do, I just don't buy
don't
Apple.
Don't pay them. Yeah,
I don't give
exactly
them my money.
It. You've got more control over the other corporations because you can choose to not send them money. Of course, the one time you can't choose that is when the government takes your money and then gives it to corporations.
Right, to bail them out, of course.
Or to bail them out or to just give them a bunch of money like the military-industrial complex.
Or if we're not growing enough corn in this country, we've got to give them more money to grow more corn.
There's a lot of farm subsidies. Yeah, it's true. Hennis, the owner of the mine, says he opposed having the EPA investigate leakage from the inactive mine in Silverton, Colorado, because he had tangled with the agency in previous years over its work at another mine that he owns in Leadville, Colorado. I said, no, I don't want you on my land, out of fear that you'll create additional pollution like you did in Leadville. Hennis told Colorado's Watchdog.org.
Well, that made him mad.
He said, they said, if you don't give us access within 4 days, we'll fine you $35,000 a day, unquote. The EPA has admitted that its agents accidentally unleashed the acidic flood.
We accidentally threatened the mine owner.
Which has since contaminated the San Juan River in New Mexico and seeped into Lake Powell in Utah, albeit in low concentrations. The Interior Department and the EPA's Office of Inspector General are investigating the circumstances leading up to the accident, while at least two House committees are expected to hold hearings on the spill. So there you have it. The EPA really wanted to get at this. And they were threatening this man with tens of thousands of dollars in fines. And Conan, you're saying there's evidence suggesting that the EPA was actually purposefully letting this this leak go.
Well, that's my theory. Yeah. I know that they've been working on this project since 1995. they were trying to get into it since then, and the entrance collapsed or something, and they were, maybe it was funding, and they had to work on another mine, but who knows? They're back at it. But my theory is, like a lot of governmental departments do in the long run, is they have to find money to justify themselves, to justify their existence.
Mm-hmm.
If they knew, like if this EPA chief, if she knew that it was, there was a potential catastrophic situation at hand, and she sent some guys in there to tinker around, and maybe a wall collapsed and, you know, cause a little spill. Maybe she was just planning on a little spill. Well, hey, then that's a perfect argument for her to go to the people, go to Congress, go to whoever she reports to, and say, hey, look, you guys have been cutting our funding back for years and years now.
If we'd only had more agents, then this wouldn't have happened.
If we had more agents, if we had more money, if we had more, you know.
Hire more experts.
This is a perfect example. And you know what? She's probably going to watch it in the coming weeks. She is going to argue that this would never have happened if we were funded.
Fully funded. Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
Well, I tend to, well, first off, I don't develop a conspiracy theory where one doesn't need to be developed. In this case, I'm fully fine with the idea that the government is an incompetent bureaucracy and that, that they messed things up, because they do that on a regular basis.
That's true.
If I had to come up with a conspiracy theory every time some government bureaucrat wasn't held responsible for some F-up, then I would have a lot of conspiracy theories. I might as well run the Alex Jones show if that's what I was going to do.
$35,000 a day was what he was threatened with. And, you know, I think the only thing this dude did wrong, because obviously you got to let him in. I mean, if they're going to hurt you, you got to let him in. But what he should have done was gotten a video camera out and followed these jerks around the entire time they were there. Don't make it easy on them. Don't just sit back and let them do what they got to do without any kind of check on their activities.
But these are the professionals, Ian. These guys know what they're doing. They're the EPA.
I'll tell you that.
Well, this guy knows that they're scumbags, right? Like, he's not under any delusion.
He just thought they might do it. He wasn't.
I think this is some mountain man who has always been skeptical of big government.
Even a mountain man can have a damn video camera. Video cameras are cheap today. There's no reason that you shouldn't have a video camera. If you're a mine owner, you probably have a smartphone at the very least. I mean, you know, if you're the owner of the mine, I'm guessing you can afford
that. He probably inherited the mine. It's probably been in his family since it was brought to be.
I don't know. He's got another mine over in another area.
So I think the best thing he could have done was let those agents in and protest about it during recording them on video, and at least get them on the record. I'm sure would have made some interesting video footage.
Oh, yeah.
Caught that mine going boosh, spilling that everywhere. All right, more on the way. You can join us here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. What's it like to live on Bitcoin?
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-453. We can talk Bitcoin on the way here in moments. Of course, you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And coming up, Keenvention is, you know, it's right around the corner. We're 2 months away, but that's going to close. That gap is going to close very quickly. So join us for Keenvention. It's the third annual one, and I'm looking forward to it. It's an intimate convention. Intimate means there's not a whole lot of people that attend Keenventions. Maybe about 100 people will be in and out if it's up to par with the last couple of years. And a lot of them are the activists here in New Hampshire that you hear us talking about a lot here on Free Talk Live. Lots of these, you know, people that are making it a splash in the news. They're making media as well. And so if you've been paying attention to the Free State Project, if you've been reading the news that you see over at freekeen.com, you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you're going to know a lot of these names. Our very own Brian Sovereign from Sovereign Tech is going to be hosting the tech panel. In fact, Johnson, who called earlier with a tech tip, was on the tech panel, I think, last year. I don't know who's going to be on the panel this year, but I know Brian's going to be heading it up, so it's going to be great. We're going to have a Bitcoin panel that's been announced with Darren Tapp, and of course, Bitcoin is in a serious condition right now. That's one of the reasons why Bitcoin has gone down to as low as $200 in the last 48 hours, is there has been, for the last week or so, a major controversy within the Bitcoin community about the future of Bitcoin. And without getting into a lot of detail right now on what that means, I think we'll talk more about that. This what they call a fork. Basically, Bitcoin may be splitting off into two different things, if you will. And so there's a lot of controversy in the movement over that. I think we're going to have a very lively Bitcoin panel this year at Keenvention as a result of that, because that's coming up in just 2 months. It's October 30th through November 1st. But it's not just tech geekery. There's a real, you know, sort of... let's see, what's the word I want to look for? Nuts and bolts. That's right. Nuts and bolts on how to do activism, how to create your own media, how to get out there and get into the streets. There's going to be the Cop Block panel, the media panel, the ladies panel. So many different things to talk about. Our very own Daryl W. Perry is going to be one of the keynote speakers. He's running for president. So we've actually got a presidential candidate speaking at Keenvention this year.
Vote for W.
Yep, that's right. W is back.
He's not giving away double what any other candidate is like I am, though.
Yep, but you don't have a speaking engagement as a keynote speaker at Keenvention, and he does.
I'm sure I can muscle my way in.
So, yeah, also Chris Reitman, who you've heard on this show, and Chris Cantwell. In fact, all three of the keynote speakers this year are Free Talk Live co-hosts. So it's almost like a little Free Talk Live convention as well.
Well, you're putting it on.
The good old boys, Ian.
That's right.
Taking over Keenvention.
Keenvention.info. That's where you can go to get the tickets. The Bitcoin option is working again. It was broken for a few days, so if you've been trying to get a Bitcoin tickets and you haven't, you know, been had success, you can do that now over at keenvention.info. And maybe you're not so sure about Keenvention. You want to know what it was like in the past years? Well, good news. We recorded every single panel and speech that has ever happened at Keenvention, and you can watch them at your leisure. In fact, that's how most people see what happens at Keenvention, because, again, most people won't come here for it. But if you do, you get a real intimate time where you get to meet these people that you've heard about so much, and I think it's fun, and so do other people. That's why it keeps happening. So go to keenvention.info. It's all of $60 for the entire weekend, and you just can't find conventions at hotels for that kind of price. So go and check it out, learn more. Keenvention.info. Dick is in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dick.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about Rand Paul.
All right,
he's
sure.
He's up here today.
Oh, that's right. He's over there to make a little tour.
Yeah, it surprised me. I've only been living in Alaska for a year, but I didn't expect to see any political candidates. And I happen to be a bit of a fan of Rand Paul, so I went to go see him when he was in Anchorage this morning. Mm-hmm. And he actually surprised me. I like him as far as, you know, what other choice do we got, but I haven't been excited about him. But there's a few things that he mentioned that, you know, kind of got me thinking, liking him a little more and being a little more excited about him. He actually mentioned the non-aggression principle in his little stump speech, so I was pretty surprised about that. I didn't know it was a, you know, phrase he was familiar with, so that made
I can't imagine he's not familiar with it.
What was the context in which he mentioned the non-aggression principle? This is the idea that you should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals.
Well, the funny thing is, I do think that his context was, you know, misused, because it was he was talking about abortion and how you wouldn't aggress against a, you know, 7-pound baby that's alive, which I agree with him, but I don't necessarily think that's a libertarian argument, because I think the argument is, when does life begin? I don't think there's any libertarian saying it's okay to aggress against another human. It's a belief issue. And anyway, I don't want to get into that. But
yeah, me neither.
That's the way it was, buddy.
Wait, I want to get into that. No, go ahead.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. But anyway.
So what else did he say that you liked?
I mean, his rhetoric on foreign policy, specifically ISIS, it was more anti-war than I thought he would be, but he didn't really give any details as to what he would do. He just said that he would have never funded them in the first place, which I know he's been consistent on, but I don't know. He didn't make any note of plans for the future. He just kind of repeated that he was strong on defense and he believed in a strong national defense. But to me, it seemed like he was just saying, I believe in a strong national defense, and not really giving any details. And that's one of the things I'm curious about, because I think that's one of the things I will disagree with him about. But
national
he does
defense?
Seem more anti-war than anybody else running. I mean,
well, that's what he said when I talked to him here in New Hampshire. Was basically like, I asked him a question. It was essentially like, why aren't people as excited? Why aren't libertarians as excited about your campaign as they were your father's? And what can we do to get them more excited? And his answer was, well, I'm the best on privacy and foreign policy, and I think that's a true statement. I've kind of been where you are, which is that I'd like to see the guy win, but I'm not as excited. I'm not nearly as excited about him as I was with his father. Like, when I say that, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to state reality. I gave a lot of money to his dad, you know, as far as my income goes, and you know, I went and saw him speak, and I put signs out in front of my house and all those kind of things. I'd be willing to put a sign out for Rand, but nobody's contacted me, so I haven't put one out.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'll send you a bumper sticker if you put it on your car.
Yeah, I will. But I've got a truck, and I only drive it a few days a week.
Well,
and you have to go next to my Vermin Supreme sticker. I'm not pulling it off.
That's all right. That's okay.
Free pony zombie power.
Dick, thanks for calling and sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there tonight? Go ahead.
I could keep talking about it, but you guys got other callers. I'll let you guys go.
Actually, we don't. But thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Wait, hasn't Rand voted to support the military?
Well, there's always sort of votes thing that one can interpret in that way.
And his claim was he was a greater budget.
He's all about the national defense. And I guess the big argument is, well, how big and how what scope is the national defense to make it work? Do you just park all the troops here in the states all around the borders and keep all the bad Russians and Chinas out? Or do you actually go out and, strike them first, with drones and nip them in the bud before they can even get over here, before they even have an idea in their little heads that they want to go up against the big monster that is
if you
the
start
US of A.
Bombing people, they'll get the idea in their heads real fast.
Yeah, suddenly they're going to want to attack.
If the idea wasn't there previously, as soon as you kill their family members and destroy their business in their neighborhood, then all of a sudden suicide seems like an option.
Well, if these pro-militaries actually knew that, I don't believe that they know that. If they knew that there is blowback, they would say, hey, let's bring these troopers home. And,
Ron Paul brought that up, though, right? Like, years ago, the blowback thing, he brought it up on stage at,
And he got booed, probably.
Yeah.
After he said, hey, why don't we follow Jesus' rule? It's all about the golden rule. He got booed.
And booed by a bunch of people who probably describe themselves as Christians as well. And so, it's not like that message hasn't gotten out there. But when your mentality is, you got to fight, then it doesn't matter to you that the people are fighting you back. It's
that only proves to you that you must fight.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you see, 9/11 is a really great example. Most Americans think foreign policy began on 9/11 2001. Like, suddenly, dear Lord, we were just going about our day. And
our nation, that came out of nowhere.
And they attacked us. Well, wait a second. You are supposed to be your government. Now, I don't believe you are. If you believe it, you're a fool. But I can understand why somebody elsewhere might think it.
Well, because they voted, Mark.
Right, they voted. And you may believe you're your government, too. You are the government. Well, if you believe that, then you can certainly forgive somebody in a foreign country that believes that. And, they see military intervention going on there. They see support for kings and dictators going on for decades. And they lash back. And then suddenly Americans are like,
what?
I can't believe this ever happened to
us.
Where
did that come from?
They attacked innocent people.
855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, this is Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious vroom vroom machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.